Connor joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline this afternoon. Connor, thanks for doing this. How are you feeling on this Friday afternoon?
Feeling really good. Super excited to be a Flame.
Well, tell us about the process. Tell us about deciding on joining the Flames and making this decision today.
Yeah, it was a hard decision to make. It was a long process. It kind of started throughout the last 3 years, I'd say. Just starting to get recruited and being a free agent in college, and I started building the relationship with the Flames a few years back. So, ultimately the decision to come to sign with the Flames had a lot to do with the opportunity, and honestly, I just felt comfortable with the conversations I had with them and the relationships I've built with their staff there over the past couple of years. They've been amazing. So, like I said, just really happy. It's an exciting day for me.
You mentioned you already had a prior relationship with the team. You came to development camp in 2017. How much did that familiarity and having that experience with the Flames play into your decision to ultimately sign with them?
Yeah, it definitely helped a lot, you know, going there and seeing the city, just kind of meeting everybody at camp there in person. It was big, you know, and you start building that relationship early. Definitely helps a lot. So, yeah, that definitely played into the that was a factor in the decision, you know, and their interest just never wavered, you know, even back then up until yesterday. You know, they've always been high on me, so. Yeah, that is definitely a piece that helped me make this decision.
So, do you take us back to that development camp? Like, you stayed in contact with the organization, I would imagine. Did you stay in contact with any of the guys who were at that camp? Just to, I guess, tell us about from then to now, how many people you've been able to stay in contact with?
Yeah, you know, I haven't stayed in contact with too many of the guys. Maybe a few college guys that were there, you know, you're close to those guys. You're just playing in the same in the league or your same conference or something like that. But for the most part, you know, the GMs, the assistant GMs, you know, they were all the same. So their staff and the scouts there, development guys. I built a relationship with all of them. And over the years, I've just kept in contact with Brad and Craig Conroy, Billy Powers, those guys. Have been great in handling me and through this whole process.
You talked about the opportunity. What about the opportunity with the Flames was so exciting and so, I guess, tempting for you to make this decision today?
Yeah, I think the direction they're going. You know, you look at their team. They got some veterans. They got some guys that have been in the league, and they got a lot of young guys too. So it's just a team that. I thought it was really exciting to me, and you know, you look at their blue line. There's a lot of guys, you know, you can really learn from, like Mark Giordano, Norris Trophy winner. You know, that was something that was exciting to me. You know, maybe going into camp and taking a few things, playing behind him, learning from a guy like that, just seeing his pro habits and everything, just where they're at right now. I thought. You know, that it'd be the best place for me to grow my game and try to be an NHL player, an everyday NHL player.
You mentioned Mark Giordano. There's a guy that not drafted and kind of a late bloomer and all of a sudden wins a Norris Trophy last season. You kind of identify with a story like that in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I am definitely a late bloomer too, and it's cool to see all his success, and yeah, this is something a guy like I could look up to, it's a pretty cool story for him, and yeah, I'm just trying to write my own path here, but definitely stuff that I would love to learn from him one day.
In conversation with one of the newest members of the Calgary Flames, Connor Mackey joins us after signing a free agent contract with the Flames today, joining us here on Pinder and Steinberg.
Connor, you grew up in a hockey family. Your dad played. Do you have any memories as a youngster of him playing? I'm looking it up. You would have been 3 or 4 in his last pro season.
Yeah, I do have a few memories. I know my dad played his last year for the Chicago Wolves here. So that's where I'm home right now. Grew up here. So I do have a few memories. My brother and I going out on the ice after practice, skating around there, going in the locker room, following him around the locker room, seeing the guys, and then going a few games. So it was a while ago, but I'd say those are memories that stick out to me.
Yeah, and you know what? You wonder, knowing that you grew up in the Chicago area, how intent were the Blackhawks are getting you? Were they one of the teams that you had on a shorter list near the end?
They were a team definitely interested, but you know what? They weren't on the shorter list, and we whittled it down the last week or so. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, growing up in Chicago here and the success they had, it was awesome to see. And watch them play, but they were one of the teams, but you know, I kind of ruled them out shortly after things started getting serious.
What is that like? I mean, you spend all this time collegiately and going to development camps, and all of a sudden your season ends, and I'm sure everyone wants to talk to you. Every GM is after you. You're a pretty highly touted guy this spring. Was it overwhelming, or is that where you sit back and let your representative earn their piece, I suppose?
Yeah, it could be a lot of times, but honestly, I think, you know, between my dad and myself and my agent, we've handled it pretty well. It hasn't really got overboard in any way throughout the whole time in college. It never was super stressful. You know, he handled most of it, talking to the teams. You know, it wasn't like I was talking to teams all the time. You know, I shut it down after Christmas, just wanted to focus on school and hockey. Where I was at the time, but within the last couple of days, obviously things ramped up and we started talking more, but it's never been too stressful of a time for me. You know, we have a good handle on it, and it was great going through it with them.
You've been dubbed a late bloomer, which would make sense at your age to be signing your first NHL contract, but take us through that progression. You were the defenseman of the year in the USHL in the 16-17 season before heading to Mankato. Walk us through your development and maybe where you feel like you've really, I guess, picked up steam or become something close to an elite player.
Yeah, for sure. That my last year junior there was a big year for me, breakout year. But I think it was just scratching the surface even at that point. I logged a lot of minutes that year and maybe got the accolades, but I still had holes in my game. And you know, you come to the college game, even being a little bit, I was 20, 21 at the time, and even being a bit older of a guy, you know, I still had a lot to learn. And, you know, your college is a bit older, you're playing with men, you know, 23, 24-year-olds. So I thought I really took a step, you know, just in my 3 years in college, you know, coming to Mankato and playing under that coaching staff. I learned a lot of stuff, just the little details of the game and how to really play the right way in all three zones. So I really thought my game grew, especially within the last few years, just being in college and playing under that staff and that organization in Mankato.
Tell us about that program. What about the Mavericks and that group? We're not terribly familiar with the college game up here. We'll catch the odd bean pot game or the Frozen Four game. But what can you tell us, get us behind the curtain a bit for these us Northern Canadians that don't get to go down and watch any NCAA hockey?
Yeah. You know what? It's a bit of a hidden gem school, Minnesota State University. You know, they might not get the accolades like some of the other Big Ten schools or North Dakota or St. Cloud or, you know, some of those schools. But, you know, with the staff there, they built an unbelievable program. Just the recruiting they go through, you know, with the players and the people they bring in. Not just great hockey players, but really good people, and I think that's why they've been so good the last few years, really turning that program around. But yeah, it's about a medium-sized school, about 15,000 people go there, so it was awesome. We had a great year this year too, and obviously, unfortunately, it came to an abrupt end like everyone's season. But yeah, great memories back in college, and just a great school overall. Really a great spot to play, and I'm thankful I could, you know, spend time there.
Connor Mackey joining us, one of the newest Calgary Flames, one of two college free agent signings by the Flames today, joining us on Pinder and Steinberg on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Well, expand on that a little bit, Connor. Like, tell us about playing at a small school, but being a student athlete and being part of the hockey program in a Minnesota university. So tell us about Mankato as being a college athlete. What's campus life like?
Yeah, you know what? Campus life is it's fun. Being a bit of a smaller school, you know, we're the only we're the only Division I program at that school within all the other sports. So, you know, we definitely got the recognition there, which was nice. But it was a big enough school where, you know, people know who you are. But at the same time, you can, you know, you're not walking, you're running into the same people every time. So on campus, but yeah, it was great there. I mean, we packed the house every Friday and Saturday in our home rink, and our fans were unreal. So, yeah, it was a great time. I enjoyed it there.
I follow your agent on Twitter, and so tell us about the academic side of things. You decided to go back for your junior year at Mankato, and you earned your degree, right? Like, you're finished, you got your degree, and you're ready to make the jump from school into pro hockey in every sense of the word, hey?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, I don't have my degree yet. I'm finishing up here with things the way they are right now. I'm just finishing up online, so I'll be scheduled to graduate middle of May.
Okay.
So that's the plan. So, yeah, pretty much I'm almost there. I'm at the home stretch of my degree. But right after that, yeah, fully fledged in the pro hockey life.
So was that a difficult decision to go back for a third year?
Yeah, it was a super hard decision. You know, after my second year, I thought I could be ready. You know, I thought I was ready at the time, but ultimately I thought, you know, one more year is kind of the whole package. I'm going to develop even more. I get a chance to win championships with this team. We had a great team last year. You know, everyone was coming back just the way all the classes worked out. And yeah, I'm going to finish with my degree in 3 years. That was the plan. I was kind of on a bit of a fast track program once I got in. I knew that I wanted to get my degree. So I did a lot of summer school and got a lot of help there just through my coaches and teachers, you know, making sure I was in the right classes. So yeah, that was all part of the plan, and I'm excited to wrap it up in May here.
So what's the degree? What are you getting your bachelor's in?
Business management.
Very nice, very nice. So that'll serve you well whenever the hockey career comes to an end. That's very cool. Well, a final thought for you, and you know, you talked about how you felt ready even a year ago, but decided to go back for that third year in college. Just give us a thought on how ready you feel to not just make the jump to play in pro hockey, Connor, but to make the jump and play in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to someone earlier about this, but, you know, I obviously never played a game of pro hockey. I've watched a ton of hockey, so I can't give you a complete comparison, but I feel ready. I feel physically I'm there, mentally I'm there, you know, after signing that deal this morning. You know, no more college for me, so I'm fully invested now, and, you know, I'm just super excited to get going. I really am. I'm proud to be a Flame now, and I can't wait to get to Calgary and just get started whenever that may be.
Congratulations, Connor. Thanks for doing this today, and we look forward to seeing you out here whenever that may be, but appreciate the time this afternoon.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.